This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Confirmed coronavirus cases approached 1 million around the world on Thursday, despite more than half of the planet in some form of lockdown. The U.S. is preparing for what President Donald Trump warned would be horrific days ahead. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 is now over 5,100, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. Experts are warning that there could be up to 240,000 deaths in the U.S., even if social distancing guidelines are maintained. Stocks are opening modestly higher on Wall Street Thursday, a day after dropping 4.4%. Stocks had been headed for an even higher open until the U.S. Labor Department reported that more than 6.6 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week, double the record high set just 1 week earlier. It was the latest sign that large numbers of Americans are losing their jobs as the economic damage from the coronavirus accelerates. The U.S. and other large economies are widely believed to have sunk into severe recession as businesses shut down the world. The hardest hit stocks this week included banks, utilities, and other dividend payers. Department store icon Macy's has lost 74% in 2020. So much of its stock value has vanished that it was removed from the S&P 500 index of big U.S. companies effective Monday. It's being moved to the small stock index. Markets in London and Frankfurt rose almost 1%, while Shanghai gained 1.7%, Seoul added 2.3%, and Hong Kong also rose. Tokyo sank 1.4%, and Sydney also declined. Traders say markets will be turbulent until numbers of new coronavirus cases decline. This is